USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is praising news that Moderna says its coronavirus vaccine is more than 94% effective. Speaking on the Senate floor, the Kentucky Republican says hopefully this is a sign that victory may actually be on the horizon.
When the full data comes out, we may have two highly effective vaccines against COVID. If these results hold, we're told the first doses of a vaccine could be administered to certain vulnerable people as soon as next month.
As you prepare for Thanksgiving, former Vice President Joe Biden has some suggestions for you.
I would strongly urge, for the sake, not just your sake, for the sake of your children, your mother, your father, your sisters, your brothers, whoever you get together for Thanksgiving, think about this. There should be no group more than 10 people in one room.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Is your prostate waking you up more often than your alarm clock? The fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Could an ancient mystery be determining the events of our time? Could it reveal the secret of our future? Are recent events a warning that we are approaching judgment? How much time do we have left? Author Jonathan Kahn releases the book that reveals what could not be revealed until now. His newest New York Times bestseller, The Harbinger 2, The Return, embark on an epic journey to uncover the mysteries and revelations that are changing the world and will change your life. Available online and wherever fine books are sold.
In 2019, John Durham was tapped by Attorney General Bill Barr to investigate alleged misconduct on behalf of intelligence officials, law enforcement, and other actors in relation to the FBI's investigation into links between Russia and President Trump's 2016 campaign. Republican Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio, ranking member of the House Judiciary Committee, expects that report to be released real soon.
I've had numerous talks with the Justice Department. Mr. Durham is doing his work. I expect some kind of report, some kind of investigation here real soon. Like you, I'm frustrated that it didn't happen sooner. But look, you and I can't put anyone in, and we can't prosecute anyone, we can't indict anyone. All we can do is get the facts out to the American people.
Durham speaking there on Fox News. SpaceX launched four astronauts to the International Space Station on Sunday on the first full-fledged taxi flight for NASA by a private company. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The legal fight continues after the election for the Trump campaign.
As President Trump's legal team continues to challenge vote counts in several states, and Georgia goes through a hand recount of more than 5 million votes, many believe a wait-and-see approach is still needed before declaring a winner. Senator Marsha Blackburn is one of those calling for all legal challenges and investigations into irregularities to be completed before a winner is named. She tells Fox News that the process has to be completed so Americans can feel confident in their electoral process.
What we see now is going through this process of getting all the irregularities documented, getting them investigated, making certain that we confirm integrity in our voting system. And I think if every legal vote is counted, there is no doubt Donald Trump would get four more years as president of this nation and continue the great work that he has done.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Acting Defense Secretary Christopher Miller signaled a further reduction of U.S. troops in Afghanistan. In a memo to agency staff, Miller saying all wars must end. He added, ending wars require compromise and partnership. We met the challenges. We gave it all. Now it's time to come home. More news can be found online at usaradio.com or as well on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.